From NPR News in Washington, I'm Barbara Klein. Deadly storms moved through the Midwest today. Maria Altman of St. Louis Public Radio reports severe thunderstorms and tornadoes have killed at least 5 people.
Unusually warm winter air has fueled a line of violent storms moving through Oklahoma, Arkansas, and Missouri. At least 3 people were killed when a tornado sliced through the town of Cincinnati in northwestern Arkansas. In Missouri, 2 people died in the south-central part of the state, and several areas sustained damage, including suburban St. Louis. National Weather Service meteorologist Jim Cramper says the storms produced a number of tornadoes.
It's hard to nail down how many we've had right now. We've got a ton of reports to sift through, but we definitely have had tornadoes and significant damage.
Temperatures have soared into the 60s and even 70s in parts of the Midwest, but are expected to fall dramatically by New Year's Day. For NPR News, I'm Maria Altman in St. Louis.
An attempted bank robbery and hostage standoff in a Houston suburb is over. Police in Pearland, Texas, say 2 armed men wearing ski masks stormed the Chase Bank this morning, and as they tried to leave, they were confronted by police. They then went back inside the bank and took 7 people hostage. After several hours, 5 hostages were released. 1 suspect surrendered. Negotiators eventually convinced the other gunman to give up, and the remaining hostages were released unharmed. As the new year approaches, the flu season is ramping up. Jeff Diamond with the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention says a rising number of flu cases are being reported.
It's starting to spread, and the starting area of it seems to be the southeastern United States.
The CDC is urging people who haven't been vaccinated yet to get a seasonal flu shot. Former Russian oil tycoon Mikhail Khodorkovsky has appealed against his conviction for theft and money laundering. He was sentenced yesterday to the maximum sentence, 14 years in prison. Peter Van Dyke reports from Moscow that his lawyer says there's little hope of success.
Khodorkovsky's legal team say the conviction was undermined by numerous procedural violations. They have always maintained the case was politically motivated, and the lawyer who filed the appeal told the Associated Press the verdict has nothing to do with justice. The conviction and sentence have been strongly criticized by Western governments and human rights groups. Russia's foreign minister has dismissed the criticism, calling Russia's courts independent of both the Russian and foreign governments. Khodorkovsky has been in prison since 2003, when he was seen as a rival to then-President Vladimir Putin. The new sentence will keep him in jail well beyond Russia's next presidential elections. For NPR News, I'm Peter Van Dyke in Moscow.
On this last day of the trading year for the year, Wall Street closed narrowly mixed. The Dow Jones Industrial Average gained 7 points to close at 11,578. The Nasdaq Composite Index lost 10 points, closing at 2653, and the S&P 500 was unchanged. This is NPR News. Stock markets may have been mixed on this last day, but they had a banner year. NPR's Martin Costi reports the Dow, the S&P, and the Nasdaq all saw gains.
The Dow is up 11% for the year, the S&P 500 is up 13%, and the Nasdaq has really rebounded, up 17%. Bernard Baumol is chief global economist at the Economic Outlook Group in Princeton.
What it tells you is that the global economic recovery is on track, and that the indications all point to even stronger growth in 2011.
But some economists remain cautious. Simon Johnson of the Peterson Institute says the recent tax cut compromise is a return to what the first President Bush called voodoo economics, as the country goes deeper into debt for the sake of lower taxes. And it's hard to miss the ongoing popularity of gold, a haven for economic pessimists. This year, it was up 30%. Martin Costi, NPR News.
The drugstore chain CVS is buying the Medicare customer base of one of its competitors. CVS is paying $1.25 billion for the portfolio, hoping to boost its prescription drug business by nearly 2 million customers. It's also hoping that when those people go to the drugstore, they'll buy other items as well. Estonia has adopted the euro, the 17th European Union member to do so. Estonia's decision to shift to the European currency is the last step in a nearly 20-year effort to integrate its economy with Europe. Estonia is the first former Soviet republic to use the euro. I'm Barbara Klein, NPR News in Washington.